inspired word of God. My name is Marcia. And now a word of prayer. Lord, as we come together and hear your word, I ask that you open hearts, minds, and spirits to receive what you will have them to get from this message. Remove self and let your words come out, Father, according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged." And in verse 2, it says, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." There's two messages right there. One is judging, and one is the measure you mete out to people. I want to focus on the measure ye mete, because we often say and do things to people, and we don't think about the impact, and we don't realize that God has already placed in His Word that what we dish out to others, it's going to come back to us. And it goes both ways. It goes for the good that you do for someone, and it goes for the not so good that you do for someone. In Jeremiah 51:24, it says, "And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord." In Obadiah 1:15, it says, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head." And in Psalms 18:25, "With the merciful thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt shew thyself upright." So we need to think about how we treat people, what we do to people, and how that's going to come back on us, because it will come back on you. In Luke 6:38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." In 2 Corinthians 9:6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." So when we think about sharing with people, if we do it in a stingy, selfish kind of way, it will be done unto us. But when we do it in a bountiful way, free-hearted way, that also comes back tenfold for us. We are blessed how we bless, and we are cursed how we curse. But this is something that we bring upon ourselves. The Lord tells us what to do and what not to do according to His Word. And when we do things our way, that has an action and it has a reaction. When we do things, we set things into motion. And a lot of times we don't think about that. When we do things and when we say things, that sets it in motion. So if you are unpleasant or evil, mean, abusive, and mistreat someone, it's going to come back on you. God sees all of it. Nothing gets past Him. But at the same time, if you're giving and you're loving and you share with no regrets, and you truly show love and you measure that out to someone, it's going to be measured back to you again. These things are set in motion, and we put them in motion every day when we walk this earth, what we say and what we do, and we don't think about that. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Looking at the further verses of Ecclesiastes, it says in 3:2, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted." Verse 3, "A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up." Verse 4, "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." Verse 5, "A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing." And verse 6, "A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away." Verse 7, "A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak." And verse 8, "A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." How are you spending your seed time? That's the question. Do you spend it serving God? Do you spend it doing His will, focusing on what He wants for you? Or do you spend it how you choose to, what you want, your desires, your wants, your goals? So you go out and you do what you choose to do, whether it's with God's approval or not, whether it's with man's approval or not, you do what you want to do because that's what you want, and you're going to have what you want. Is that how you spend your seed time? Or are you spending your time focusing on God and what He wants for you and how He will use you, how He can use you? Do you spend time sowing the seed of love and kindness or discord? How do we really spend our seed time? Because every day that we get up, that He blesses us to open our eyes and be clothed in our right mind, we have an opportunity. 24 hours, we have an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. We have seed time laid before us, and how we choose to use it is entirely up to each one of us. So do we go about the day looking to see what we can do for someone else, or just taking it easy, or just do our job because we're on an 8-hour job and we want to get through that? Are we sowing a seed of help or hindrance? Hope and encouragement, or destroying somebody's spirit? Belittling their spirit? How we sow our seed time, God watches day to day, minute to minute. So I have a prayer for you. My prayer today is for seed time. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Lord, as You bless us with each day, I pray that we become seed planters, planting a seed in someone's life, a seed of kindness, a seed of hope, a seed of help, or a seed of sharing what we have with someone who doesn't have. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. We look forward to living in this world, but seldom give thought about where we are going when we depart from it. I pray our seed time meets your approval, Lord, and we will be part of your harvest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.